Blog Talk Radio.
And I still can't turn music. Topping the 33,000, closing in on 40,000 every day. Hopefully we'll be there before the summer's over. Actually, we're right about 34,000 now, and I'm getting real excited about that. And I hope you all keep listening. Your host, Norm, is about to become a bump in the road. Another statistic in President Obama's unemployment statistics. And on June 30th, I will leave my place of employment and become a statistic. Hopefully not for very long. And don't worry, your host has got a few things in the eye, a few irons in the fire, and I'm feeling pretty good about my prospects. Speaking about people looking for jobs, that is going to be my lead-in tonight, because let's talk about people looking for the job of President of the United States. That would be quite a job. And there are a lot of people out there that want President Obama's job. Yes, they do. As Mitch McConnell says, I want to make him a one-term president. I wish we'd make this your last term as senator, Mr. McConnell. I have a hard time trying to figure out why anybody would vote for you. It really disturbs me a little bit. But anyway, back to people seeking the job of president. A lot of Republicans vying for the job. Today, John Huntsman, I think that's how you say his name, announced in front of Liberty Island. And, oh, gosh, the mistakes people made. They spelled his name wrong on all the flyers. They talked about the island being in, you know, it says it's Liberty Island, New York. It's actually Liberty Island, New Jersey. And so his entry into the race was not the smoothest that it could have been. Some more. The speaker, who knows where his campaign is going to go, poor Newt Gingrich. Actually, poor Newt Gingrich, my ear. Newt Gingrich is just imploding. We got a couple Mormons in the race. It's kind of interesting. We have a woman, only one woman. She's on the Republican side. Excuse me. I got a caller coming in. Yeah, my usual, my buddy. Go ahead, you're on with Norm.
How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
Yeah. We had our first 100-degree day. 101, actually, I think. No, 101, 102, I forget.
Upper 90s for days here in Washington.
Oh, yeah.
At least it's finally summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
today at 1 p.m. Hey, if you want to Join the cult and me. It's 347-945-13. Just dial right in. We're getting towards that 1,000 to go. Maybe I get you all to start monetizing the Norman Knight Show. Hour.
Yeah.
Actually, we're looking to do that on July the 5th.
Mm.
But we'll see. We'll see. It's still, I had a couple of promising interviews, so it looks like I could be a wage earner again.
Oh.
But we'll see. We'll see.
But you'll have a nice summer vacation. Well, you usually have that anyway, right?
I'm sorry?
I say you'll have a nice summer vacation, but you used to get that anyway, I think.
No, I actually have been a 12-monther for, the last 7 years, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Although, well, I don't want to. The summer was much more relaxed than the school year.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of telecommuting.
Uh-huh.
But I had a great interview this afternoon. And I had a great one yesterday. And I got a call back on yesterday's. And the interviewees are starting to contact my references for the interviewers.
Mm-hmm.
Are starting to contact the references, so, I mean, things are moving forward, let's just say.
Oh.
I'm feeling good about
it. I'm glad.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Might have to take a little wigs cut, but, you know, you'll see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Guys, if every one of you listeners, you know, sends me $5 a year, I won't have to do anything.
Yeah, that'd be good. 33,000 times 5 is some real money.
Well, I'd settle for one listener and 4 doing that.
Yeah, that would work. Yeah, well...
And there are no commercials on the Norman Knight Show, though I'm sure you'd like to have a few.
Well, if you want to put them in there, if you were to do the, you know, the actual commercial, I think that would be interesting.
Well, you know, you want to have somebody out there got something they want to have advertised. It would be kind of fun to do the commercial.
Yeah. No, I remember from the past you were pretty good with the beer commercial jingles and all that. You had that down.
That's right.
You know,
what I like to put on Norm at night? It's some John Balby.
Oh, yeah. Well, I found some that I sent you, but, you know, it's touchy.
He's still playing.
Sometimes he's not bad, and other times he's pretty gross, but, you know.
Oh, he's always gross. That's what makes him funny.
Yeah.
He plays his place in Williamsville.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a Samsung Galaxy tablet, and I've lost it in my house.
Oh, wow.
I can't find it.
See, I lose things, but nothing quite that big.
Well, it's not very big. It's one of the problems.
Mm. Yeah, I lose tools, things like that. They're, you know, I have a lot of wrenches and, hammers. I must have a half dozen of them because I always misplace them. And I can always buy one for $3, so, you know, I always can just buy them.
Yeah, so what do you think of this Huntsman guy?
I don't know a whole lot about him, but, well, he seems to be a moderate, and while that may be appealing to you and me, that's not going to get him very far in the Republican Party. I mean, they purged all the moderates. Remember, there were loyalty oaths and all kinds of things. And so, pretty much the moderates, the libertarians, the Nelson Rockefeller crew, they're gone. You know, they don't vote Republican anymore.
Oh, God,
with the exception of Ron Paul and his son, you know, they hang in there.
Ron Paul 12 bumper sticker today.
Well, I've got all the t-shirts and hats from 4 years ago, so I'm all set, except for the year.
But I was thinking about getting one. Car, that's getting a little carried away. They don't come off so easy.
Yeah.
But I still love what he did. We'll never forget that. General, don't know what to do. I'm the commander in chief. I tell the generals what to do.
Yeah, he does have a sense for the position, you know. If I'm commander-in-chief, you know, this is the military. I don't have a board of directors, you know. Nobody votes on my decisions.
And there was a lot of stuff going on today back and forth about with the Libya thing. Overstepping his powers.
Well, yeah, that's a bipartisan thing. And they're right. I mean, this is a rather unusual time to challenge it, but they are right to challenge the War Powers Act, or enforce it, let's say.
Well, I don't know about this War Powers Act. I know it's pretty clear that Constitution, that the Congress of the United States is what declares war.
Yeah, well, exactly.
And if you commit acts of war in the name of the United States without a congressional declaration, it seems to me that you are in violation of the Constitution.
Right, right. See, we have this allowance where they have like 90 days to do emergency quickie activity, you know. And that's more or less it. And if it goes beyond that, then Congress says yes or no, it's a war or it's not a war. In this case, they're saying it's not a war.
90 days is a long time in the nuclear era.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the President of the United States accepted an immediate act of self-defense on the part of the soldiers in question.
Well, he's probably going to say that because of our participation in NATO, that we're obligated because of the NATO treaty and all that. But you know, it's I think it's outside the bounds of NATO for that matter. It's
attack. My understanding, NATO was an alliance. Of an attack on one is an attack on all.
Yeah, I'm not aware that anyone was attacked, any NATO members.
Or that there was even a need for the NATO alliance after the collapse of Ronald Reagan's evil empire.
We could say that. There really isn't a point in... The Europeans can arm themselves as they wish, but, you know, I think it's all we're in there now, and we have bases, and we're utilizing those. I mean, that's about it. Our presence is dramatically smaller than it used to be. I mean,
well, there's no reason to be occupying there's no reason to be occupying Germany anymore. There's no reason to be occupying Italy anymore. Those bases should be closed and those soldiers returned home.
Yeah, well, they like those bases because they are reasonably close to the Middle East, and that's pretty much what they're used for. the hospitals in Germany, and delivery of ordnance through Rhein-Main and Milan. We've got a refueling group there and a few other things. And of course, the 6th Fleet is there. So, you know.
Well, they need to come home.
Well, yeah, of course. So if we do get out of Iraq or and Afghanistan, then there won't be a need for the presence there. To include the 5th Fleet in Bahrain. You know.
Hey, everybody out there, 3413 is the number. Why don't you chime in on this? I remember, gosh, when I was a teenager, I was a liberal American interventionist.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, yes. I want to, you know, invade the world. Now I'm an isolationist.
Yeah, well, see, it's isolationism, you know, within reason, you know. And it's certainly not economic isolationism.
Oh, man.
Absolutely don't want, but, you know.
This is really insane.
And I don't have a problem with the other countries, you know, space that they have to, you know, get a little more involved in their own self-defense, you know. So, yeah.
Hey, guest 36269, you anything to say? Put it in the chat room and I'll take it to the air. Did you come into the chat room, Colt?
I didn't see it. No, I mean, I turned
okay,
it on
well,
and
36269. You're listening to the show. What are your opinions on what we're talking about?
So, am I logged in as Colt or no?
No, no.
Oh, okay. Well, that could be me. But I'm logged in as Colt, so you know that's probably not me. It's probably somebody else.
Oh yeah, no, and you're Colt on the switchboard.
Okay.
I think, well, yep.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it has the phone number there.
Oh, well, whatever. Yeah. So, anyway, yeah, I think Huntsman is, what can we say? He's a moderate in a party that absolutely rejects moderation. So, you know.
What?
that's just not going to work.
Chairman of the political strategist for Obama column. They've got the Tea Party wing of the party and the Martini wing of the party.
Oh, well, then you've got the religious group.
The guy's a Mormon. He doesn't drink.
Yeah, that's you know. Some of them, yeah, when you get down into the real Bible Belt, they have some conflicts there, you know, but most people I don't think they care at all, you know. I certainly don't, you know.
Uh-huh.
You've got Obama, he barely goes to church at all, you know. He has a good excuse.
But
he's
a crazy man's church.
Well, he did do that, yeah, but in the D.C. area, he thinks that his presence would disturb everything. So I guess he, you know, has his Sundays at home and prays wherever, you know. I mean, you know. I don't care what the hell he does.
The First Lady and children are in South Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I hope he picks up some nice gold trinkets and whatnot, you know. Little souvenirs of the trip.
So what do you think of Michelle Bachmann? Oh, man, she got burned on pork subsidies the last couple of days.
Oh, yeah, everybody's picking up on her for various earmarks over the years and even the
right now, today.
Even the subsidies she gets on her farm, you know. I mean, she's
$251,000 last
year. Yeah, you know. So yeah, you know, See, they haven't really scrutinized her enough yet, but obviously a lot of dirt will come up that can be used, of course, you know. So she's, I would say, a more intelligent choice than Sarah Palin, but she is pretty extreme. I don't think she could sell that across the country. That probably isn't going to work, you know. So, I don't know. I'm thinking, you know, maybe Mitt Romney by default, but he's not, you know, he's not squeaky clean either, so. and it's really hard for a guy like Romney to talk about, you know, creating jobs and all that. When he ran an investment firm that specialized in takeovers of companies and dissecting them. And, I mean, just laying off people thousands and thousands and selling the pieces of the company off. And, you know, I mean, yeah, it's legitimate work, you know, but it's hardly in support of job creation or and you're not going to get labor to support, you know, those types of activities. So.
Well, he did do a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. And he was very good at it. You know, I mean, you know, there was obviously a whole team of people, but, you know. But, yeah, that's, at this point, I can't say that the Republicans have a candidate that is, I would say, viable. I really don't think any of them, you know. Romney has the money to do this thing. And actually, Huntsman has the money, too. He owns a large chemical company that actually I was invested in earlier this year. And they're very, very good. And let's see, what else? Pawlenty was a total wimp in that interview or in that debate they had in New Hampshire. God, he
used to be like...
I think he's history. He's gone already. And Newt is gone, too. I mean, Newt was in it for the money and the travel.
Newt just likes to hear himself talk.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, from what I understand, everyone's deserted him, and he's a million in debt, and c'est la vie, baby. It's over. let's see, of the other, who the hell is left? There's some other ones that they're trying to get in, like Christie and Perry. And I don't know, those. Christie doesn't want it, from what he says. And
His approval rate in New Jersey is about to go below 40%.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, he's a very, you know, aggressive and coarse person. I mean, he went in there with a chainsaw and definitely, you know, he ticked off a whole lot of people.
He's just a blowhard.
Yeah, that too. So,
just a big burrito.
Now, I think Perry would have a chance. Again, a lot of money behind him. He's a popular governor, you know. But he's got some background stuff, too. I mean, when he was talking about secession and stuff like that, I mean, come on, you know. that's the thing. You get involved with these people, and you don't think that later on it may just come back, and it will. Of course, it will come back, so... But yeah, I think, some time ago we were talking about the race, and we thought that they cannot beat Obama, because I think he'll have way too much money, and no matter what his popularity rating is, or the unemployment rate is, I think he stays in. But I think, you know, if the Republicans really want to do something, then they should focus on the Senate. And if they focus on the Senate races, and if they should somehow even get a one-member majority, then that's it for Obama for the rest of the time. And Oh, did you catch something in the paper? There's some loopholes in the Obamacare plan.
No, I didn't see anything about it.
Yeah, apparently it allows an enormous number of people to be eligible for Medicaid. And they cited one example of a couple, let's say early retirees, and with a combined income of $64,000 per year. And they would be eligible for Medicaid. I mean free health care. And it's I don't know, but I mean they're saying, well, it's a mistake and we can fix it. We got 3 years, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I think the goddamn thing is going to implode. I mean, I just don't see how you can throw 20 million people into a healthcare design that was made for people below the poverty line. So now we're just going to raise the poverty line and allow all these folks in. Well, the other end of it is
Washington Post.
Yeah, well,
country's getting richer. 90% of the country's getting poorer.
Yeah, well, see, this is part of the problem. Is that right now we're thinking, oh, well, there'll be between 14 and 20 million new people, but I think the number is much, much larger than that. Because they've done some other surveys, and a number of businesses have said, well, if it comes down to it, we will drop our health care and just pay the penalty and throw all our people into the system. Wow. Well, think what that does. It's incredible.
Well, I've been doing some reading about the whole service has to be modified. You get paid for being a doctor, not for each thing you do.
Mm. Yeah. Well, there's another issue that, very often everyone will cite how healthcare is so much cheaper in the rest of the world. Well, that's because doctors don't get paid what they get here. You know, in most of these countries, you know, where you have socialized healthcare and medicine, doctors' salaries are fixed. You know, they don't make anywhere near maybe 20%, 25% of what they make in our country. They still do okay, but they don't get rich, you know. So that is, that is something else to consider. We don't have shortages of doctors and nurses and hospitals and all that. We have enough, but we have extremely high-paid personnel. And the other is the medication and drugs is the other, because we pay tremendous prices compared to the rest of the world. It's another thing.
The USA on drugs. Well, we got about a minute left, folks. So if you want to be on with Norman at night, you better call now, because we're winding up the show for another Tuesday night.
Yep. Well, we didn't talk about unions.
What about unions?
I say we didn't talk about unions tonight.
I'm trying to stay off the union kick.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
At least till next week.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that'll get the audience fired up. So, but we'll give them a break.
Unions are my bad habit. Unions are my bad.
Bad habit?
Yeah, speaking of bad habits, I'm going to say goodnight and take us out with a little music for the last.
Okay, guys. Well, I'll talk to you next time.